You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And the big news this week is that the musical version of Irving Berlin's White Christmas has just arrived in Nottingham. It's at the Theatre Royal until Saturday, the 26th of November, and I cannot imagine a better way of getting into the festive spirit. I went to see it last night, and honestly, I was this close to genuinely wishing people Merry Christmas on the bus home. I am fully ready for the festive season to begin now, and I say that as someone who's been listening to Christmas music since October. White Christmas has fully pushed me over the edge. So, if you're unfamiliar with the musical version of White Christmas, it's based on the classic Bing Crosby film of the same name, with plenty of familiar songs from the legendary Irving Berlin. It follows Bob and Phil, a pair of army veterans turned Broadway stars, who follow a pair of singing sisters called Judy and Betty Haynes up to a hotel in Vermont, only to discover that the hotel's owner is none other than their beloved army general from the war. The hotel hasn't got any money, though, and is at risk of bankruptcy, so Bob and Phil, the veterans, decide to stage their new Broadway show as a way of drawing in some extra guests for the Christmas season. Now, along the way, there are hijinks and misunderstandings and people falling in and out of love, all before a grand finale and happily ever after with the title song White Christmas. I mean, it's a classic musical. What more are you expecting? And I will say, the bits where the show leans into that classic musical theatre vibe are the moments when it really shines. There are so many stunning dance numbers that feature the entire ensemble, and the visuals and the sound of it are just show-stopping. The choreography from Stephen Mear and Joe Morris is exactly what this kind of theatre was made for. Like, Blue Skies at the end of Act 1 was so gorgeous. I Love a Piano in Act 2 was proper musical theatre showing us with tap dancing galore, and a personal favourite for me was The Best Things Happen While You're Dancing, which was like if you crossed Fred Astaire with Matthew Bourne with Strictly. Dan Burton as Phil Davis and Monique Young as Judy Haynes were absolute dynamite together throughout the whole show, but particularly so in that number. I could have watched them dance together all night long. I do think, for me, they were possibly the standout performers overall. Monique was the perfect classic heroine, bringing warmth and humour and just the right amount of sass to the role of Judy, which was then more than matched by her singing and dancing skills. And Dan Burton is a man that just oozes charisma. He is the perfect musical theatre package. Whenever I see him dance, I always think that he's got musical theatre wrists, if you know what I mean. Like, this style of performance just runs through his blood, and it's so easy to watch him on stage. Every movement is finished, every action or turn has this little extra twinkle. He is so perfect in this show, and it's a pleasure to see him doing the big dance numbers in particular. His counterpart, Ben Wallace, is then played by The Wanted's Jay McGuinness, who really is the big name draw for the show, particularly here in his home county of Nottinghamshire. You could tell that the audience were just buzzing to see him. Now, I don't know if the script and the story gave him as much to do as I personally would have liked to have seen. I mean, I've watched Jay in a few other shows before, things like Big and Rip It Up, and I think he maybe felt a bit more comfortable on the acting side in both of those, but I also think that there was more for him to do. I was a little underwhelmed by the romantic storyline involving Bob and Betty, who is played by Jessica Daly, and that is not in any way a reflection of the actors. I just don't think the script fleshes it out or gives it enough space to develop. For me personally, it felt like a lot of the moments where their relationship was growing were done through like sidelong glances that you could miss by accident if there were other things happening on stage. I will say there was then a really pretty moment with the song Count Your Blessings, which just reminded me what a gorgeous voice Jay McGuinness has, especially in that slightly higher register. And I was like, aha, this is going to be when I get more convinced by the romance. And, you know, the characters kissed and then suddenly they were in love and then, oh, there's a misunderstanding and they're no longer in love. And I don't know, it just all felt a little bit rushed through and superficial in how it was written. I mean, for a variety of reasons, seeing this show on stage has made me want to go and watch the original film, which I will admit I haven't seen before. And honestly, a big part of that is to see whether the progression of Bob and Betty's relationship is a bit more developed in the movie, basically so I can fill in some of the gaps of the story on stage. But again, that is not in any way meant as a comment about the actors' performances. They were both great. It's a script issue for me personally. And I will say that Jay really does have his moments to shine elsewhere in the show. Like, the man won Strictly for a reason, and that comes through in abundance when he's dancing. Again, Blue Skies was a particular highlight for that, when he was with the full ensemble at the end of Act One. But I do also want to mention the nice little comedy turn that he and Dan Burton have in Act Two, when Bob and Phil do the reprise of Sisters, complete with burlesque feather fans too, I'll have you know. Like, you could really tell that they were having such great fun on stage and their voices blended so well together. Much like Jay, I really, really did enjoy Jessica Daly as Betty Haynes, but felt that she was a bit underused in the show overall. I mean, I love Jessica as a performer and have followed her career ever since Over the Rainbow on BBC One. And whenever she got her moment in the spotlight, she was stunning. Like, her rendition of Love You Didn't Do Right By Me in Act Two was phenomenal. Her voice has such depth and texture to it. But again, from a script and a plot perspective, I wasn't entirely sold on her main romantic storyline, which is a shame because I wanted to be more invested in her relationship with Bob. The main cast is then rounded out with Michael Stark as General Waverly, who is the perfect blend of militaristic and charming, and who has a really lovely moment in particular when he turns to the audience at the end of the show and addresses us as the soldiers who've come to stay at the inn. You've also got theatrical royalty in Lorna Luft as Martha Watson, the hotel's concierge, who brings all the Broadway brass that you could possibly want. And then also Lucy Warway as Susan, General Waverly's granddaughter, who brings a nice little dose of childlike comic relief, which maybe borders slightly on being too gratingly chirpy as the show goes on. I don't know. I also want to mention Steve Fortune as Ezekiel Foster, the hotel's handyman, who gets by far the biggest laughs of the show, and also Tom Bales as the frantic stage manager. I don't know if I've just had a particularly busy week, but my God, I have never related to a character more. I really enjoyed his performance and found him genuinely very funny and endearing as his character tries to stage a Broadway show in a barn. The rest of the ensemble were just as excellent as well, especially in the bigger dance numbers, like I've said. In addition to the more ostentatiously choreographed routines, I really, really enjoyed the song Snow, where the stage is transformed into the inside of a train carriage as everyone travels up to Vermont. I found that really charming and a nice reminder that you don't have to have a full dance or tap routine to have a solid chorus number, which I think some musicals can forget these days. I will say, and this is a comment aimed entirely at the production company rather than the show itself, I am not impressed at all by the lack of diversity on this stage. It seemed to me that there was only one person of colour in the whole show, and when that individual got indisposed at the interval and replaced in the second act, well, you end up with a very white Christmas indeed, and that is not okay. Producers, casting directors, anyone responsible for those decisions, you cannot and should not be allowed to get away with an entirely white cast in 2022. I am not having it, and it is a shame that reviewers and critics and audience members are still having to mention things like this when really you should know better. That aside, I do think there are a lot of positives in this show. As I keep saying, the big dance numbers are where it's at its best, and it is a pleasure watching the performers on stage. I don't think the script was developed enough for me, but again, it has made me want to watch the film to fill in some of the possible gaps in the story. And I think that also perhaps having never seen the film before meant that the show was always going to have to work slightly harder to win me over completely. Like, I love Christmas. It is easily my favourite time of the year. And I think a show like White Christmas has properly got me in the festive spirit, especially with certain things that happen towards the end of the show, which I won't spoil, but do think was a lovely effect. So from a festive side of things, it's got me hook, line and sinker. I just don't feel like I've got the same nostalgia as some other people who are in the audience. And that's maybe where certain elements have fallen a bit flat for me. And that is absolutely a me problem, but I do think the musical relies on it a little bit. Like, if you did a musical of Arthur Christmas or The Polar Express, you would have me on side already. I understand the way nostalgia works. So having seen the stage version of White Christmas now, I can absolutely understand the nostalgia that people have for it. I just didn't personally feel it. And to be fair, I am now going to go and watch the film to relive it all, so it has definitely intrigued me to find out more. So, if White Christmas sounds like your kind of thing, then make sure you catch it in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal before Saturday, the 26th of November. Tickets are available via the link here in the post and range from £22.50 to £65, with discounts available to theatre members and anyone under the age of 26 up until the Thursday evening show, just FYI. It's definitely a lot of festive fun and proper, showy, classic musical theatre at its best, so do check it out while you can. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday, first at 6pm with Showtime live on urn1350.net for non-stop show tunes. And then I'll be right here at 7 o'clock straight after that with a brand new spotlight on to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN to make sure you never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.